The Armed Forces Radio Service welcomes you to Sammy Kaye's Serenade Room, a quarter hour of pleasant music, interesting talks with your favorite musical personalities, and a friendly visit with the genial swing and sway man. And here he is, the star in charge of our bandstand, Sammy Kaye.
Thank you.
And a great big happy welcome to all of you folks gathered here in our mythical musical serenade room. And that lovely young lady at the terrace table is our guest tonight, Karen Chandler. And before you meet her, I have a special request from some southern friends of mine that are in our serenade room this evening for that grand number, Dixie.
Thank you very much. It's a very exciting evening here at the Serenade Room because I'm delighted to present to you one of my favorite people and certainly one of the prettiest girls we've had here at the Serenade Room. And I want you to give her a great big welcome, Miss Karen Chandler. Karen, it certainly is wonderful having you here.
Thank you, Sammy. Such lovely compliments. Gosh.
Well, I mean every word. And you've been one of my favorite people ever since you did so wonderfully well with that song, Hold Me, Thrill Me, and so forth.
Well, yes, that seemed to open up the doors a little bit for me, Sammy.
How's the rest of that title go, Hold Me, Thrill Me?
Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me.
That certainly makes it a complete statement. And every time I heard it, why, it gave me ideas.
Well, thank you so much, Sammy. You know, I have a wonderful picture of you that I prize very highly. When I first met you at the Roosevelt Grill, you were there to an opening with Lawrence Welk and myself. And, we all were sitting at the table, and I have it hanging in my den in California.
Really?
Uh-huh. I didn't know if you remembered or not.
Well, I remember the incident now, but I forgot about the picture. Mm-hmm. Well, when I come out to California, I hope you'll show it to me. Weren't you at the Paramount recently?
Yes, I was there for 3 very wonderful weeks.
Nice theater.
Oh, it's terrific, and the whole gang there is just the greatest to work for. I think it was probably my most enjoyable date up to the present time. Uh-huh.
And I bet they loved you. What have you done on Coral recently?
Well, I have a... I'm glad you asked me that.
Oh, I wouldn't let you go by without knowing your future recording activity.
A brand new one called Madonna.
Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
What type of a story is that?
Well, it does tell a love story. However, it does have just a slight bit of a religious flavor to it. It explains how the young man compares his love that's gone away to the beautiful eyes of Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
In the antique shop window, a picture of the Madonna.
Oh, I see. Would you mind doing it for the folks here at the Serenade Room?
I think it would be a great pleasure.
Wonderful. All right. Karen Chandler joins us now on the bandstand doing, as she recorded for Carl, her wonderful new song, Madonna.
Corner is an antique shop. In the window is a picture on display. Each time he passes, Manuel will stop. And if you're near, you may overhear him say, "Will you pardon me, Madonna? If I stare at you each day, for in your face again I see Madonna, loved one who's gone away. You are heavenly, Madonna, and no mortal can compare, but something shining in your eyes, Madonna, my loved one, appears to share. She's far from perfection, yet nearer than I. There's little perfection this side of the sky. All I ask of you, Madonna, is to hear one sinner's plea. Make each cathedral bell a voice that's calling my loved one to me.
She's far from perfection, yet nearer than I.
This side of the sky. All I ask of you, Madonna, is to hear one sinner's plea. Make each cathedral bell a voice that's calling my loved one to
Karen, you certainly have added much to our Serenade Room this evening. I certainly hope you'll come back and visit us again.
I would love to, Sammy, anytime you say and anytime I'm in New York.
Thank you very much,
mm-hmm.
Karen Chandler.
Doug, where have you been?
Why, I was outside for a minute. Why, did I miss something?
Brother, and how? You missed Karen Chandler.
Sammy, my man, say it isn't so.
Which is just about as natural a lead-in to our next serenade number as you'll ever have. Play it, boys. Say it isn't so.
Thank you. two cute kids, Laura Leslie and Tony Alamo.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so.
You know it isn't so, but everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so.
But darling, tell me, why do people say that you found somebody new? And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true.
Of course it isn't true. Let's say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying. Say it isn't so.
Thank you, friend. Thank you very much.
Well, before we rush over to the Astor Roof, friend, I'd like to say that's it for this time. Try to make it at the usual meeting time again, won't you? Bring the whole gang with you. The more, the merrier. And until then, this is Sammy Kay saying, see you at the Serenade Room.
Sammy Kay's Serenade Room has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.